To talk about the new M. Night Shyamalan thriller Glass, we need to go back to the year 2000.
It has begun.
That's Samuel L. Jackson in Shyamalan's thriller Unbreakable. And exactly what had begun was not entirely clear back then. In 2017, it became a little clearer in his movie Split. Well, our critic Bob Mondello says now the question is, can the movie Glass make it as clear as, well, Glass?
Actually, I'll get to Glass in a moment. First, let's talk a little about trilogies, three connected works that collectively form a new work. The Greeks did it with tragedy. In literature, there's Lord of the Rings, written as a single book and broken into three because the publisher didn't expect it to sell very well. And in film, trilogies are everywhere, as a character in Scream 3 points out, when other characters think they're just in a sequel.
If you find yourself dealing with an unexpected backstory and a preponderance of exposition, you are not dealing with a sequel. You are dealing with the concluding chapter of a trilogy. That's right. True trilogies are all about going back to the beginning and discovering something that wasn't true from the get-go. Godfather, Jedi, all revealed something that we thought was true that wasn't true. So if it is a trilogy you are dealing with, here are some super trilogy rules.
Yeah, well, we'll dispense with that. But he's right about how trilogies differ from, say, the James Bond or Marvel sequels. Trilogies work together as self-contained units, which means that from fairly early on, they're planned that way, as in the Back to the Future movies or the trilogy of trilogies that Star Wars turned into. Glass, on the other hand, is the conclusion of a stealth trilogy, one that nobody knew was a trilogy for 17 years. The big reveal was a coda at the end of the second film, Split, when Bruce Willis, the good guy who was Unbreakable in Unbreakable, showed up as the public was just learning about James McAvoy, the bad guy who was Split in Split.
Because of his many personalities, he is being called the Horde.
Is this like that crazy guy in the wheelchair that they put away 15 years ago? And they gave him a funny name, too. What was it?
Mr. Glass.
As in the Samuel L. Jackson character in Unbreakable, who instead of a superpower had a super weakness, bones that shatter easily. And at that point, we all knew that M. Night Shyamalan had been playing a long game, even longer than the one he'd played in The Sixth Sense, where he saved his big reveal for the final minute. 17 years is a seriously long game, and in Glass, his task is to bring us along.
Maybe this will all make sense if I explain who I am.
Okay, go for it.
My name is Dr. Ellie Staple, and I'm a psychiatrist. My work concerns a particular type of delusion of grandeur. I specialize in those individuals who believe they are superheroes.
Clear enough, and she's collected three such individuals in her asylum, so how to get the game started? Perhaps by bringing in the Unbreakable guy's son and Mr. Glass's mom and the Split guy's victim for a superhero roundtable.
Did you know the first Superman couldn't even fly? And Metropolis is actually New York City. And what about all the coincidences in what I was reading?
Comic books are an obsession. Have you ever been to a comic book convention?
Sorry, sliding off track here, Doctor. Bring us back.
Your dad is trying to fight her abductor. Your son is trying to best his dad. He's the anarchist. He's the brains. He's the reluctant hero. This all sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Well, yes, but that's not really a selling point if we've been kept waiting for almost two decades. You go to a Shyamalan movie looking for the twist, which fits nicely with a trilogy's need to give you something at the end that wasn't evident at the beginning. But Glass's twist requires so much explaining, it doesn't end up feeling all that twisty. Shyamalan does get sharp performances, especially from McAvoy, who'd better be getting paid more than his co-stars because he's certainly working harder with all those personalities.
I'm Mary Reynolds.
Por favor, señora.
We almost got you, bro.
But the fact is that we're Unbreakable was ahead of the superhero curve in 2000. Shyamalan was actually urged to downplay its comic book aspects. Glass is now behind the curve, and no amount of directorial pointing and saying, look, I made a comic book movie.
This is where they would paint you with big eyes and bubbles of confusion above your head.
Is ever going to be enough to fix that. I'm Bob Mondello.